Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Pay special attention to our special guest today. She's on her way to becoming a household name. Now, she may have wowed you on Last Comic Standing. She keeps you laughing on Comedy Central and takes on guest roles in such TV hits as 30 Rock. Oh, yeah. And she digs pets and thinks cats are just meowvelous. So please give pause and applause to the one, the only, Amy Schumer. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Now, I guess we're not going to need a laugh track with you, and because you're the real deal when it comes to the world of comedy. And it's true. I mean, hey.
Well, even I brought my own.
All right. Well, good. I appreciate that. I hope you got the batteries or you plugged into an outlet. I mean, even Ellen DeGeneres loves you. That's not bad, right?
Yeah, that was like such a highlight of my life to have her ask me to be on the show and get to do some stand-up on Ellen and then have her call me over and get to talk to her a little bit. It was like really incredible.
That's not bad at all. Well, we're going to discover what plans are in store for Amy Schumer and the meaning behind the unusual naming of her cat right after we pay for the show by taking a commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
Spills, pet messes, and dirt are unavoidable, but the stains and odors they cause are not. Spot Shot Instant Carpet Stain and Odor Eliminators, non-toxic, environmentally friendly, and biodegradable formula, safely and permanently eliminates the toughest carpet spills and stains, even pet messes. Approved by the Carpet and Rug Institute, Spot Shot neutralizes odors with powerful dual odor eliminators and utilizes an anti-resoiling agent to protect carpets from future stains. Spot Shot products can be found at Walmart, Petco, Lowe's, and your local grocery retailer. For more information, visit spotshot.com.
Give your dog some thought. With Dog Thoughts, it's the iPhone application that everyone's talking about.
Hey, what do you think of this? A man in Davis, California says he's invented an application for the iPhone that claims it can read your dog's mind. Huh? No, it's true. I read about it on my cat's Twitter page. That's why.
Jay Leno talked about it, CBS reported on it, and now you can see what all the buzz is about. Created just for dog lovers, Dog Thoughts makes taking photos of your furry best friend more fun. Shake your dog and read his mind. On your iPhone, of course. Take a pic of your pup, shake your phone, and watch as his thoughts appear on the screen. Does he have a bone to pick with you, or is he having a tail-wagging day? Get your Dog Thoughts iPhone app today. Just 99 cents. Go to PetLifeRadioPromotions.com. That's PetLifeRadioPromotions.com.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Muttropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets.
Let's Talk Pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Lily Tomlin, and I invite you to listen to the O-Behave Show with Arden Moore on Pet Life Radio.
Obehave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Comedian Amy Schumer is in the house. Well, actually, she's on the phone with us on tour in Denver.
Actually, I'm in Denver right now, but still. I feel like I'm in the house.
Yeah, you're in the house. Yeah. Well, you're in a hotel probably better than a house, right?
I'm in a car on my way back from doing a morning show. But just Not the same, I feel like we're together in spirit.
All right, keep the hands on the wheel. Okay, good. Well, you may know her best, perhaps, as the best female finisher on last year's Last Comic Standing, and she makes regular appearances on Comedy Central, and she also pops up on such TV shows as a guest on 30 Rock, and I probably was one of the few people that saw the one-year hit wonder, Cupid, so I'm giving you a big buzz up to me. Yeah, I like Trevor.
Thank
you. Trevor was cool, and I saw your role in that.
I'm a good drunk. I'm proud of, my parents are so proud of how well I can play drunk.
You know, that's probably not a bad acting role. You could actually come in a little buzzed to probably do a better job on the lines, right?
I thought about it, but no, we started filming at like 5 a.m. I was like, I'm not that crazy.
Now, you know, the show is called Obehave, and, well, I don't behave, but we try to. And you have a special cat named Penelope, and I've had people give their pets pretty creative names, and, you know, I'm not very creative. I have a calico cat named Callie, but you're a little unique or, you know, a little twisted maybe. Tell us how you came about naming your cat Penelope.
Okay, well, Penelope, she was like, there's a whole bunch of cats that were babies just in the back of his shed, and she was kind of the runt of the litter, and everyone else ran away, but she just, you know, came right up, and we hit it off, and I just loved her and named her Penelope, and then about, I don't know, 3 months later, I realized that she was a boy, and but she had really taken to the name, and, you know, as a lot of male cats go, it was just so sweet and just such a nice little princess. So I think of her as like a little drag queen, like a little transvestite. So we kept the name Penelope and just call her, you know, a girl. And she seems to love it. When people hear, like, my boyfriend is like, that's sick, you should be locked up for that. But I don't think of it as like I'm raising a male as a girl. Like, it really came from her. So I think she's just like a little transgender.
Well, she's probably also lost her equipment, right? Is that correct?
Okay. She's equipment free.
Okay, okay.
Penelope always just wants to hang out and like talk fashion.
I think in a way, don't you think our pets, especially our cats, are pretty good gaugers of whether the date's going to be good or bad? I don't know, how is Penelope into all hiss and telling, or what's your take on Penelope's guide on your dates?
I think Penelope picks up on my energy, because I'll be getting ready to go on a date or something, and she'll just look at me like, you are never going to pull that outfit off. And I'm like, stop judging me, cat. Or, but I really do feel like that. I'll come home and she'll be like, what did you do? And I'm like, you know what I did, Penelope.
What does Penelope look like? Is he, she?
She has like, she's like an American longish hair. She's orange and adorable and just really fluffy and is super affectionate. And I, you know, some cats can be abusive. Like, I've had cats where it's just like an abusive relationship. They will cuddle up to you, and then they'll just swat at you. And I'm like, I wouldn't accept this in other relationships. Why is it okay with us? So Penelope is always a sweetheart. I just appreciate consistency in pets. Don't be, you know, even dogs, like, don't be all sweet and then, like, rabid the next second. I'm fine if you're always a mean dog or always nice, but I just need consistency.
Well, don't you think when it comes to cats and dogs, the cats are pretty candid, and I don't know, they've got that whole dignity factor going.
Yeah, they'll really let you know where you stand. They don't care that you're the one that feeds them. They're still like, no, you have to earn my love and trust more than just putting a dish out. Whereas dogs are like, you know, if any mass murderer is holding a piece of beef jerky, he'll love them forever.
Yeah. So does she get to travel with you at all? I know you're kind of all over. You're like Rand McNally now.
No, I think that would be pretty crazy for me to be like, to fly around the, like if I brought her to Denver with me this weekend. But you know what, maybe I'll get to a point where I can just put that in my rider. I need green M&Ms and I need the aisle seat for my cat. So make it happen, Comedy Club.
Yeah.
But no, for now, she's at home watering the plant.
I hope she's watering it with a pail and not her tail.
I agree.
Now, you live in New York, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I live in Manhattan.
And does Penelope have a good view of the city from your window?
Yeah, I am lucky. I have a bunch of windows and a cute little backyard, so she can like stare at birds or murderers or homeless people, whoever's lurking back there. But my neighborhood is very funny. There are a couple of people who walk their cats. They put them on leashes.
Okay.
And walk them around, which I just cannot get used to. And I know I've seen Penelope looking out the window at that. I'm like, that's never going to be us. So it's like looking at a couple that's really affectionate and you're in your relationship where you guys have been together like 10 years and you're like, listen, that's just not us. That's how I feel at Penelope. I'm like, I'm never going to put a leash on you.
Now, I've seen a lot of your comedy acts. Penelope is rarely mentioned. I'm wondering if you find, I know you're doing an upcoming special for Comedy Central. Is that airing in November?
Or it's filming in November, but actually, I just found out yesterday I'm going to be on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon on a week from today. So,
okay.
You know, I don't really talk about Penelope very much. My humor, if you saw, it's pretty dark. So, sort of the only thing I've said about pets at all is I say that something about feline AIDS, and I think that's probably just a little too dark to mention it with the time of morning it is here where I am.
Oh, it's okay. We're a podcast.
But, kind of a joke. You know, I do like a really irreverent sort of character. So I'll be like, my friend's cat died. They're dying of really sophisticated diseases now. And she died of the cat. I'm like, what happened? Like a car? And she was like, no, AIDS. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't even know your cat was gay. But that just sort of works with my character out of context. It just makes me sound like some like crazy evangelical. But
no, really, I also saw your tweet on Twitter where you said, how come we have to curb our dogs, but the cops are allowed to just let the horses drop massive heat all over the city? And then you actually posted that on my birthday, by the way. I thought that was pretty good.
Oh, happy birthday.
I
ride my bike around the city a lot, and I'm like always just avoiding these huge, almost frightening piles of horse poop. And it's cops riding them around, and they're just like, well, you know, just part of the cycle of life for a horse to do it. But it's some like little chihuahua, like goes to the bathroom. It's almost like adorable, right? But you have to pick it up, or you're going to be like arrested.
I think you could make some headlines if you did a citizen's arrest on a cop on a horse.
That would be pretty exciting. I'm just like, I don't know why New York's finest feels okay, but they've got guns stuff. So.
I wanted to ask you a little bit about, I know you said that you're addicted to stand-up comedy, but you also seem to also enjoy having these guest roles as an actress. So let's go into the Amy Schumer psyche and find out, what do you like about both?
Well, both are really appealing to me because it's all acting for me. I mean, like, I believe in my material, and I think it's funny, and it comes from somewhere, but it's all just the same. It's just performing, making people laugh. And I really enjoy both of them. I definitely could not choose if I had to. I think they're both incredibly rewarding. But I didn't, it was always my dream to be an actor. But then it's one of those things, you know, you have dreams when you're younger and then you get there and you're like, this is my dream.
You made it
all day with a toilet I can see from anywhere in the room and, you know, just a lot of waiting. So hopefully my dreams will keep changing and I'll just, you know, I guess follow the river, so to speak.
Now, you've had some unusual dates in your life. I guess you said you dated a mime once, or was that part of your act?
No, I did. I dated a guy who in college knew it was a mime. I just thought he was like pale and like quiet. But I was like, just leave him alone. But I was hard to get close to him. It was like there was like a wall between us. Sorry, that's so bad. No, but he broke up with me, and it was like really embarrassing because he just like didn't say the words. He just acted it out, and I was like, it was in the student union. I was like, this is humiliating.
Oh my God. But that's worse than getting it as an email, right?
Oh yeah, I'd rather find out from like some. I'd rather find out from a tweet. In front of people.
Well, speaking of tweets and Twitters and Facebook, we do want people to know how they can catch up on what you're doing. So you've got the amyschumer.com website. That's AmyHumer. And go ahead and tell us other ways in the social media world we can keep tabs on you.
I write, I tweet like once or twice a day, usually pretty dark jokes that I think of. So, you know, please follow me on Twitter and Facebook. And my amyschumer.com has all my dates. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping we could be FB pals, FB BFFs. I have
Let's
a Facebook.
Do it. I feel ticket. Ready to make that move.
All right. I'm kind of not as wild and crazy as you, but I can unleash some crazy stuff sometimes. But
I bet.
That's why the show's called Oh Behave. I don't have to, but everybody else has to. And we had Morris the cat on, and he really didn't have a lot to say. You know, I think he was in the litter box of the show. But you know, did you know all the lassies were boys?
Were boys?
The years? Yeah.
Oh,
so
I did
there
not
you go.
Know that.
You can share that with Penelope,
wow.
Your cat.
Did you notice that all the Olsen twins have been girls? I've noticed that.
Yeah,
that's something
me too.
I've noticed through the years.
Well, we're speaking with comedian and actress Amy Schumer. She's in Denver right now on tour with the comedian Jim Norton. She has a very cool cat named Penelope who's very secure in his manhood if he's a feline, neutered feline. And we're going to talk with Amy a little bit more about what's coming up right after we take this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. Oh Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Flight 291 is now boarding. All passengers, please proceed to gate 4.
And who's this traveling with us today?
This is Bailey. She's never flown Midwest Airlines before.
Hi, Bailey. She'll be fine. We take special care of our traveling pets. In fact, our Premier Pet Program was created by an employee and dog lover who believes that pets should be handled as precious cargo. And they are. Oh, and they earn travel rewards too.
Oh, good.
Thanks for flying Midwest Airlines, Bailey. Enjoy your flight. Visit MidwestAirlines.com.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Want to know what cats like to eat for breakfast? Mice Krispies, of course. Learn everything there is to know about cats on Catitude with your host, Tom Dock. Each week, we'll spotlight a cool cat breed, give up-to-date advice on cat health, and check out spiffy new cat products. So curl up on the couch every week for a perfectly enjoyable time on Catitude. Every week, on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer from the National Geographic Channel, and you're listening to Oh Behave with Arden Moore.
Okay, good, Cesar. Good boy.
I'm wagging my tail.
We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to Oh Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We have actress and comedian Amy Schumer in the house. Okay, Amy, you made it. You know you made it when you're not only a guest on the Ellen DeGeneres show and she lets you do a little stand-up, but she invites you to sit on the couch and chat some more. In fact, Ellen has been quoted as saying, Amy is one of my favorites. I expect to see big things from this girl. Wow, congratulations. And we have an audio clip from that show, so let's tune in.
Our next guest was the last female standing and one of my favorites on NBC's summer hit Last Comic Standing. Please welcome Amy Schumer.
Thank you. Wow. Thank this is incredible. I love Ellen, and this is, I'm not used to this kind of attention. I mean, when I was younger, I never got attention from guys. But then, you know, the old story, I got the braces off of my legs, and yeah, things really picked up. But I was not a cute kid. I actually dated a mime in college. I didn't even know he was a mime at first. I thought he was just like pale and quiet. And I could never get close to him. You know, it was like there was a wall between us, you know, just... It was hard. And he actually broke up with me, and it was in public, and it was so embarrassing because he was like... I was like, can I keep the beret, you know? But I've been dating this really, really great guy for about a month, and he actually just proposed that we see other people, and I accepted, you know, but no, I actually did, I went through a bad breakup this year, but I know it's just, you want everything to be perfect, right? And we wanted totally different things in the bedroom, like he was always turning the lights on. And I would shut him off, and he put him on, and right before we broke up, he was like, Amy, why are you so shy? You have a beautiful body. And I was like, oh my God, you're so cute. You think I don't want you to see me? Thank you so much.
All right. Hey, Amy, let's talk a little bit about what your plans are and how we can catch where you're going to be next. You're like a moving comedic target.
I am. I'm a tornado of comedy. I'm in Denver this weekend, but then I'll be traveling all over the country. I've got some dates coming up at Cap City in Austin and Portland, Oregon. And I'm in New York every week performing at the Comedy Cellar. But I'll be filming my first half-hour special for Comedy Central on November 5th. At 8 p.m. So if anybody's going to be in New York, you can get tickets on ComedyCentral.com to see that special taping. And I'll be on Jimmy Fallon a week from today, late night with Jimmy Fallon.
And congratulations.
AmyKumer.com. Thank you so much.
All right. You're going to give Penelope a special treat when you get to see him when you're back on tour?
Absolutely. And I'll make sure that she listens to this podcast.
Hey, a big paws up to you and to Penelope. And we are going to be following you, all the listeners at Pet Life Radio. And I just keep the jokes and humor coming because we sure need it in this economy.
Thanks so much, Arden.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
We have had as our special guest stand-up comedian Amy Schumer, and she is also an aspiring actress. Well, she is aspiring. She's done it. She's been on 30 Rock. She's been on Cupid. She's been on other shows. And she digs pets, especially her boy cat named Penelope. Sounds like a boy named Sue. But this cat is secure in his feline manhood. That's it for today's show. I want you to go over to amyschumer.com's website. It's AmyschumerCom. She also is on Twitter and Facebook, and she invites us all to join her. She is literally traveling all over the country with comedian Jim Norton. You can find out about her show dates on her website. And like she said, tune in to some of the late night guest spots she's going to be on. And if you're big fans of Comedy Central, well, you catch her all the time. So that's our show for today. Again, thanks, Amy, for being our guest. And of course, I want to thank my producer, Mark Winter. He makes this show happen each and every week. I invite all of you listeners to check out the amazing lineup of pet shows we offer on PetLifeRadio.com. We've got lizard shows, we've got cat shows, we've got dog shows, you name it. We've got a show for you. I also invite you to join my free monthly e-newsletter. It's called Arden for Knows Pets. And each month we offer great giveaways like stays in pet-friendly hotels. There's fun pet trivia contests and more. To enroll, just send an email to arden@ardenmore.com. It's that easy and it's a lot of fun. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words to all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Oh Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.